can't believe you didn't print off the directions before we left.
I'm not the one with a steel-boxed, knock-off sat-nav that could get us to the Beijing Games, but not your dad's 60th.
OK, pointing fingers won't help, Kate. We'll be fine anyway. I moved them into the new place a few months back. Things will start to look familiar eventually. I've got a good inbuilt compass.
Well, I'd ask for a refund, Jack. Last week you got stuck in a drive-thru.
They were doing it up. The lanes weren't clearly marked.
What do you mean, lanes? There's one of them. Gets you from the menu to you stuffing your face.
Well, what would you suggest we do?
Call your dad.
I'm not calling him, Kate. He lives for my mistakes.
Is this still about, you know, the spare tyre?
Wall. Hang on, what spare tyre?
How you didn't know it was under the boot. I might have let that one slip.
Brilliant. Well, that'll be the first 20 minutes of his set when we get there.
If we get there.
We'll get there. In fact, I think I recognise that Starbucks.
It looks exactly like the one we went to in Mexico.
But they did far better cakes.
Jack!
Look, we're going to be fine. Put the radio on. The motorway's got to be over that way, so it has to be this road for Wrexham.
You sure?
Pretty sure. We've just got to keep going straight. My homing instinct will kick in soon.
You're not a pigeon.
I never forget.
That's elephants. Did she just say Wrexham?
Miles of stationary traffic and a diversion is in place.
Radio City 96.7.